Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy you're here. I'm going to be talking today about how to repair a marriage after a cheating husband or wife. One of the biggest obstacles that any couple can go through is figuring out how to save their marriage after an affair. Sometimes people think, is it even possible? Will I ever get over the hurt? Will my husband or wife ever trust me again? How to rebuild respect, rebuild the communication, the connection, the intimacy and sex life. And one of the things that you probably both are very aware of is that things cannot go back to how things were. Marriage issues will never get better by themselves. So to recover after an affair, it takes steps. Steps to heal individually, which is very important, and steps for the relationship. Now the first step, which may sound so obvious in affair recovery, and that is to end the relationship with the affair partner. To completely cut ties, to completely end and close down, shut down that relationship completely. Now I offer tips on this, and this is coming up in a podcast episode called How to End the Affair and Save the Marriage. So if this is something that you are battling with yourself, you're in having an affair, you're cheating on your husband or wife and you're not sure how to end it, or if you are married to someone that is working on the marriage but also still in touch with the affair partner and you need some guidance on this area, then do subscribe to the show to make sure that you get this episode. And you can also visit me on YouTube. I've got a channel there where I'm adding at least 30 to 50 videos every month, some on relationships, anxiety, self-confidence, emotional eating. So I really hope that you get any support there that you need. And if you like social media, if you like to connect, share, and ask me questions, then please do visit my Facebook page, my Facebook group, or follow me on Instagram, which is Nicola Beer Official. So let's get started in what to do and how to save a relationship after you've discovered an affair. You know that unless you do something, the issues that led to the affair, or may have led to the affair, let me say, will not go away by themselves. And the aftermath of the affair, even if there was nothing that was missing in the relationship that caused the affair, even if the affair happened because there was a big pull from the other person, definitely the affair discovery, knowing that cheating has been involved, the betrayal will need to be healed. So here are some tips that are really going to help you rebuild the relationship, rebuild your connection, your closeness, to work as a team in your lives, and especially working as a team in healing the marriage after an affair. So the first thing is the honest and open communication. Honest, open communication is essential. Examining why the affair happened, taking responsibility for the part in the breakdown of the connection and closeness is very important. Action steps with a focus on how to repair after the affair is also key. If your husband or wife is not sure why they cheated or what they want, then encourage them to get the answers, but not get stuck in wondering why or how the affair happened. So what do I mean by that? It's important for a lot of people to move forward to understand why. Sometimes there is not an answer that a person is able to give as to why. It could be a whole host of things. And digging and digging and digging for answers that aren't there can cause a relationship a lot of issues. I've worked with men and women who say, I really don't know why. This person is not that attractive. This person is nothing compared to my husband or wife, or this person is never going to work with them. I don't know why I did it. I don't know why I kissed them. I don't know why I said yes when I didn't actually even want to. So sometimes, as much as we need a why, or we feel that we need a why, we have to accept there may not be a good, valid understanding of why. The second is really important to avoid victim mode. Sometimes men and women will come to see me after seeing a therapist where they have spent months delving into what has led them to cheat. They go into their childhood, they go into kind of a victim mode. And again, is this really helpful to save a marriage? Is it very helpful to know all the ins and outs of each other's childhood to repair a marriage after an affair? In my personal experience, having dealt with couples who have spent a lot of time in therapy and found that they haven't moved forward, that they've just stayed stuck, I would say do individual therapy as and when you want to, when it feels good. It can be very healing. It can be very powerful. It can be very transformational to one's life path. If you're doing the childhood analysis, the grieving of the past, all of those things to save your marriage after an affair, it's likely to be ineffective. And it could be more damaging. The reason for this is there is already so much pain, hurt, and open wounds. You don't want to open any more wounds, and you want to quickly move into actions to calm the person who has been cheated on, mind, to make them feel safe, secure, to show them love and that they can trust you, to show that you understand the pain that they're going through, to take actions together to improve your communication, your connection, the attention that you give each other, the appreciation that you give each other, your sex life, your fun life, your family life. Actions in all these areas need to be taken. If you wait and talk about the childhoods, talk about the past, talk about the why, one or both of you go into the victim mode, the relationship is going to suffer for longer, and the longer the relationship is suffering, the harder it is to come out of it. Now, this may sound obvious, but the next tip is really, you have to address the marriage issues. You cannot not address them. If there has been a sexless marriage for some time, looking at why and actions to overcome it is important. For a great sex life to happen, for example, there needs to be a willingness to try new things, a willingness to dedicate time, attention, affection for one another. It's not just going to happen by itself. If there's a libido issue, then that's going to need to be increased. And there are various different ways to do that. Maybe there is some actions that need to happen to increase sexual energy, sexual attraction. Maybe you need to discuss, okay, I find it unattractive when you do this. I find it really attractive when you do this. Things left unsaid just fester. And it's even though it may be slightly difficult to hear some of the things, the marriage will not grow, will not develop, and will not get better without it. Now, sometimes couples can find that their affair has woken up massive sexual energy. They can feel like they're having the best sex in their life. Why is this? Because there's total transparency. The secret that was coming between you is now exposed. You're communicating on a level and in a way that perhaps you never have before. You're exposing your emotions, your confusions, your feelings. You may feel like you really want to have sex, to heal the marriage, to become closer, So sometimes people find that their sex life becomes amazing, electric after the discovery of an affair. And others find that it takes a nosedive, that their body is tense, that they don't want to have sex with their partner because they don't feel that they can trust them. They still feel that there is something missing. They can't get the affair out of their head. They feel guilt. They feel stress. They feel pressure. So again, it's talking through, coming up with solutions. And sometimes it's better to talk to a specialist rather than to each other. You can share too much information where it comes to sex. I do believe that. And so you want to be able to calm those. I do a lot of hypnotherapy for sexual libido, a lot of hypnotherapy for people to just release, go wild, enjoy themselves, be in more into sex, be more vocal, change negative images of affair partners, whether it's just affecting the sex life. Sometimes people can think about the affair far too much. The thoughts can become obsessive and they just want to get the affair partner out of their mind. Sometimes people will remember the text messages that they read or they have images created in their head. And it's very important to make sure that those images are being let go of and are being moved through and passed through. Sometimes people, as I mentioned in the other affair podcast, can have that response of the fight, flight, or freeze. And definitely sometimes when couples are having sex after an affair, they can go into that state of freezing. And often this state of freezing can come from childhood, can come from previous physical trauma, accidents, abuse, sexual trauma. And so what a person does is they just freeze. And of course, if that's happening in your sex life, if you're finding yourself freezing in your relationship, in your sex life, then it's important to unnumb yourself, to get into feeling, to get into the moment, to get out of the thoughts in your head, to feel the touch of your partner, to feel the connection, to connect to what you want in your future. And this will help you break free and come out of that. And sometimes people numb themselves with substances. They numb themselves with alcohol, with eating, with oversleeping, with excessive work, excessive exercise. They just literally do anything to numb themselves and to not feel the pain they're feeling after the affair. And whilst that might help in the short term, in the long term, there needs to be strategies and actions and things you can do to really rebuild the connection and love. And if you're struggling with emotional eating, then this is something very close to my own heart. It's something that I suffered with for many years. And I have a whole podcast show on emotions and eating. It's called Emotions and Eating with Nicola Beer. So do check that out. And I also have a emotional eating program that helps people to stop emotional eating and to really be in tune with their feelings, to do the healing work so they can not use food as a reward, as a punishment, as a way to cope with emotions, to stuff down emotions, to cope with the difficulties. Myself, I've had every kind of incident with food, whether it's been starving myself, being on extreme diets, over-exercising, then from stuffing myself, eating high sugary foods to block out and distract myself from the pain. So if any of that is resonating with you and you want to change your relationship with your body, change your relationship with food, then do check out my Emotions and Eating podcast or program available on my website. The next tip that is so important, which I did touch on and have touched on other episodes, and it's a major part of my affair recovery program, and that is boosting your self-confidence, your sense of self-worth, your self-love. One of the most common side effects of an affair is low self-esteem. Now, this can be the affair partner that has cheated. This can be the person that has been cheated on. When you are repairing a relationship, you need to ask yourself, do I have a healthy sense of self-confidence, a healthy sense of self-worth. If you jump into fixing the relationship and ignore yourself, ignore your happiness, ignore the insecurities that the affair may have brought up, ignore your perhaps jealous thought patterns or behaviour, the marriage is going to be harder to save. If you've made the decision to fight for your marriage, make the decision to fight for your own self-love and self-worth. If you are totally confused listening to this, thinking, some days I do really want the marriage to work, sometimes I don't want the marriage to work, give yourself space and time, but do take actions. It's important, as I mentioned, getting out of that frozen state. If this is, and this is the case for sometimes when I work with men and women, if this is the second, third, fourth, or more times that you have caught your husband or wife cheating, then you need to ask yourself, is it healthy for me to stay? Do I want to stay in this relationship or not? Can I forgive their pattern of behaviour? Are they really trying to work on their mistakes? Only you know how much you can tolerate. Sometimes it can be an addiction, a porn addiction, a prostitute addiction, a sex addiction, a low self-confidence in that person that they need attention from other people, sexting to boost their self-esteem. You need to decide, do you really want it to work? Can you forgive? And are they willing to change? The first step that I take couples through in repairing the relationship after the affair is actually not to go into the affair, first of all, because the couple have often already done that and it hasn't really made them feel any better. In fact, in most cases, it just creates more resentment and more stress and tension between a couple. And we definitely want to avoid that. So the first thing I do is have an individual session where we focus on the top 25 needs that people have in a relationship. So like the five languages of love, I've got 25 emotional needs, relationship needs that people have. And I go through all 25 and then I ask them to pick their top eight. What top eight do you need to feel loved, connected, happy and at trust? And then we come together, each having identified their top eight individually, coming together, having a forward-focused strategy session on how to repair the relationship, the marriage, after the affair. So ask yourself, what can you do to repair your relationship? What do you need to be happy? What do you need to feel loved? What will make you feel like your relationship is going in a positive direction? What, if you think about it, over the years has made you unhappy? And what is the action that is the opposite to that, that you can start to do together? And then you come together, you share those things, and then start moving forward. Because every single couple is different. There is not one way to save the marriage after an affair. It definitely involves actions, but it's actions that you both decide together that are going to work best for you. Christine and Tom have given me permission to share their story with changing their names. Christine and Tom have been married for 9 years. Christine found out that Tom was having an affair, and when she confronted him about it, she found that Tom was not willing to leave the other person. He was adamant that he did not want to end the marriage either. Christine was in a tricky situation, as they had many assets that they owned jointly. And for her to leave would mean that they would be fighting a long legal battle. And she also loved him deeply. She begged him to end the affair, but he couldn't. He did at first say yes, but found that it was very hard for him to end the affair. He felt lost and torn. Tom wanted to keep his wife and family and have his passionate love affair on the side. Christine was distraught. She didn't know how to get Tom to end his affair. She made so many threats and nothing seemed to bother him. She found messages where he promised the other woman a life of happiness together as well. And she couldn't work out whether he was stringing her along or whether he meant it when he said he was trying to end the affair and that he wanted it to work out with her. My advice to Christine in this situation was a few things. Firstly, was there a block in Tom's mind that he couldn't have a passionate sex life with her? I asked her about her sex life and whether she was willing to make some changes there. The second thing I asked her is, out of those responses, the fight, the flight, or freeze, did she feel that she was in at the moment? And she said, I'm in the freeze, Nicola. I don't know what to do. I feel stuck. I want to forget about it, but I can't. And then I said, right, well, you've got a decision. You can either decide enough is enough and get the support to overcome your fears, to go through the breakup, and that I could support her to rebuild a new life, help her children through the process, or she could decide, even if she does it single-handedly at first, that she wants to fight for her marriage, that she wants to do the actions to make it work. So I asked her to really stop and think about, why does she want the marriage? Why does she love Tom? What does she want her future to look like? What are the solutions? What is she willing to do? What are her boundaries? What are her time limits? Sometimes people find it very helpful to say, look, I'm going to really try and fight for the marriage for a year. Let's work together, Nicola, for 3 months and let's really go for it. Or let's work together for 6 months and we'll do this, this and this, and then I'll make a decision. You know, all of these kind of things. And it's also important to look at, okay, is Tom the kind of person that can give you the love and connection that you want? Or is he a person that wants to have his cake and eat it? Is he a person that wants to keep having multiple relationships on the side of his marriage? Sometimes people fear making a decision like filing for divorce, ending a relationship, because they are scared. And they forget that they are worthy of happiness. They forget to acknowledge actually all the pain and suffering that they're in right now may be worse than actually separating. And sometimes people really don't know because they have so low self-esteem, such low confidence that they really can't make that decision whether to stay or to leave, whether to fight or flight. And if that's the case, then I definitely highly recommend working on yourself first. Boosting your self-esteem, working on your self-love, feeling good about yourself. And that's why part of my affair recovery program is a 16-module step-by-step guide into taking actions to improve the way you treat yourself, the way you speak to yourself, the image that you have about yourself. And then it can often become a lot clearer. Right, now I'm feeling empowered and good about myself. Do I want to fight for my marriage or do I want to move on and find happiness outside? And only you can know this. Only you can make that decision. So if you'd like more information on any of the programs that I've talked about, then you can visit nicolabeer.com. You can get free gifts. My self-esteem, self-love meditation is on my website. Under the gift section, I have my 7 secrets to saving a marriage ebook under the gift section. And then on my shop page, I have the Freedom from Emotional Eating program I mentioned. I have the self-confidence and I have the affair recovery. If you have any questions about those, of course, do contact me on any of my social media platforms or directly through my website. I hope this has been useful to you. I just want to say that there is definitely hope. Couples can definitely rebuild the relationship. The 3 major steps that I take couples through is those actions that create that love, close and trust, choosing their top 8 from the 25 most important relationship needs, clearing negativity. So what's that? Clearing a negative mindset. How is your thinking leading to the relationship not being good? Resentment, What resentment are you holding on to? How can you start to let that go? Sometimes it's like, okay, deciding I'm going to let this go. Sometimes it's asking your husband or wife to change their behavior, asking for them to work on the relationship with you, rebuilding the trust through their actions, and lastly, effective communication. Because we want to be communicating in a way that is bringing you closer, that's helping you move forward, rather than communicating and getting stuck, feeling more angry, feeling more stressed, giving each other the silent treatment. This is not going to help you to save your relationship. Now, I totally get that some of the things that I may have said today is pretty obvious. You've probably heard it all before. You're probably like, Nicola, I haven't learned anything new in this. And that's because what I've really shared today, I believe, is worth repeating. Because it is so painful, and it can seem so difficult to repair a marriage after an affair. And so we want to really absorb the information. So just to summarise, if you have discovered that your husband or wife has been cheating, if you have cheated on your husband or wife, the steps to repair the affair are effective, loving, open communication, actions to create love, closeness and rebuild trust, and clearing the negativity and resentment. You do those three things, the relationship will have a good chance. You skip one of those steps, and it's going to be very difficult. So from my heart to yours, thank you again for being with me here. And do stay tuned for the next episode in this series, which is focused on how to end an affair and save your marriage. This is specifically for men and women who want to end their affair, but find or are finding it difficult.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.